Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. How administrative duties are handled within the Northfield Fire Department, a volunteer organization, has been a subject of debate for years after former Administrator Tim Madigan attempted to join the police and fire departments with one public safety director. After the fire department became a joint powers, a report done 2 years ago by McGrath Consulting concluded that the fire department needed a paid full-time fire chief who would handle the admin duties. However, that would mean a big change within NAFRS as Chief Gary Fronick is a volunteer paid on call. Some on the NAFRS Joint Powers Board agreed with the report, while many others did not. An administrative assistant was hired over a year ago to help Chief Fronick. Recently, some members of NAFRS chose to hire a program coordinator. Vice Chair Glenn Castor explained the position.
Focusing on making the interaction between NAFRS and the two cities and the rural fire district smoother. So we make sure that all the documents everybody needs get processed and policies are in place that are consistent with the policies of the JPA parties.
It includes writing protocols and assessing administrative practices. The Dundas City Council questioned the decision to create a position and hire without asking for formal board approval. Mayor Schweitzer, a voting member of the board, brought it to the joint powers at their last meeting. Castor said the board was aware and had time to review the RFP. Fronick and Chair Ann Haddad interviewed candidates and selected someone.
I think the comment in the board meeting was maybe a misunderstanding of where we are.
Fronick added,
at the previous board meetings, we were authorized to search out this position and, mm-hmm. and hire. You know, in our estimation is we were tasked to do this, and this is what we did. And we didn't think it needed to be gone through the board level.
He said they interviewed candidates and do have a verbal offer. A source says it's Sean Simonson, engineering manager for the city of Northfield and a firefighter. In the meantime, a discussion about hiring without board approval is on NAFRS Joint Powers Board agenda for September. Castor said the pay would be between $30 and $50 per hour, 10 hours a week for about a year. Nurse Trant will be voting on a referendum on a fire hall. Mayor Tony Vizzoli said the bonding is for $200,000, adding,
the city council approved some bonding and then some residents put together a petition to have that go on the ballot as a question.
There was talk at the council meeting regarding infrastructure.
The water system and the water mains and those needing updates, and I know that has been a contention from some of the residents on whether we would be spending the money in the right place.
Vizzoli said he thought it was a good idea to get the fire department to the voters. Should it pass, the new proposed 6,000-square-foot building would be at the northwest corner of Cherry Street and First Street.
There's a lot there owned by Doug Gilbertson. He has a shed on that. He would donate the part of the land that his shed is not on to the city.
Vizzoli said that would allow the owner of Nurse Strand Meats to expand their business and buy the building the fire department would be moving out of.
And she's offered to buy it for the appraised value.
The Nurse Strand Fire Department has 7 trucks and 19 firefighters. They cover Denison and surrounding townships as well. The department will continue to use 2 buildings, currently neither of which have running water, bathrooms, or room for training. And as the cities of Northfield and Dundas consider referendums for an ice arena civic center, organizers are holding an information session on Wednesday evening at Imminent Brewing from 6 to 8 p.m. Members of the Ice Arena Advisory Board and the Education Committee of the proposed Cannon River Civic Center will have a short presentation followed by a Q&A. News from around the state is next.